הכתובת של הגוי. בעצם, we have a bit of Leo Seder to be Masapir Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's a bit of a Seder Raisa. There are a couple of the Koyers to the Mitzrayim. It's Machlokes, but it's a big Machlokes we showed him. But I'll call upon him. There is also a very big machlokes in what you have to say to be yotzei this mitzvah. Anything from the Das or Rif, which the Rashba brings, that as soon as you mention yotzei mi mitzrayim, you mean yotzei the mitzvah. To which the Rashba, people bring the Rif, explained that therefore there's no bracha for Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is a kasha. Why is there no bracha for Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim? There are a few tirutzi, but the Rif's terence is you can't make a bracha because as soon as you say Sheikin Yishonu Mitzvayso Mitzivonu Nesapim Yitzis Mitzrayim, you already mean you'd say the mitzvah. Or when you mention in Kiddush that Zeichen Yitzis Mitzrayim, so we've already been Yotze the mitzvah. But that's the most minimum. Then there are others say, no, you have to be Mesapeh more than that. And then Shaila is, how much more do you have to be Mesapeh? And what do you need to be Mesapeh in order to be, what's Leikuva, what's not Leikuva? The Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel, which the Balagoda brings, right? Rabbi Gamliel, Hoye Oime, Kol Shaloi Oma Gimel Dvorim Elu Bepesach Lo Yotze Yidei Chay Vosei, Pesach Matzo Moro, to be Mesape, the reasons for Pesach Matzo Moro, and Nechleku HaRishonim, which mitzvah you not Yotze? The Rambam brings that Mishnah together with the Halachas of Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, Mashma, that he learned, you're not Yotze the mitzvah says of Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Ran says, no, you're not Yotze mitzvahs matzah, kom pesach, matzah, morah, if you don't explain the reasons. So then the Ran says, it's not mistabe if you eto kizayis matzah, which the Torah tells you to do, and you weren't mesaper why you're eating matzah, the bechal, you weren't Yotze the mitzvah of Matzah bechal or klal it's liikuve, or yet kazayis kom pesach you weren't mesape pesach. There was al shum the ness of the Hashem posach. You weren't yotze bechal the kom. That's a pele. The makor for the kom pesach, for the amira of the kom pesach is v'amarto seva pesachu l'Hashem. So okay, there's a din of amira, but say that's going to be the ikuva. You add the kazai, so this is going to be the ikuva from the thing. This is the chor, a bazundra din of amira. Says the Ran, he brings other places where lo yotzi dei chayvos is lav davke lo yotzi dei chayvos oy lechatchila. But the evid you were yotzi. So according to the Ran, Rabbi Gamliel has got nothing to do with Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. According to the According to the Rambam, Pashtus is Rabbi Gamliel is a din in Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. So there's a big machlokas in what you have to be mesaper. There's everything in between, and it's a very interesting sugya. Now the Chinuch says that be'etzem the Chinuch learns that To Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. Da'ainu lav davke, he means to actually say the Hallel that we say, but he says that the tachlis of the mitzvah is to come to be Mahallel Hashem. Mishon she ha-mitzvah, he says the two things. One is to be mechazik one emuna, and secondly, to come to be mahalal Hashem, because he took us out from Mitzrayim. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs also says that a chelik of the mitzvah is to be Meshabeach Hashem. The Rambam can't say that Hallel is part of the Hallel is part of the mitzvah, because the Rambam holds that Hallel Michal is the Rabbanan, all Hallel, so the Hallel can't be deraisa because David HaMelech wrote Hallel, even though that's not so poshut. But I'll compare him, but he says, but part of the mitzvah is to be Meshabeach Hashem for taking us out from Mitzrayim. So the chinuch is magdir the mitzvah that we have to be mesaper kol echod kvitzachus l'shoinoi. Everybody has to be mesaper the sipur be'etzim l'fi his own clarity of speech, because if the vort is that the tachlis sipur is to bring a person to be meshabeach Hashem Yisborach for all the tovus that he did. So the tachlis of the mitzvah is to be ma'ar ourselves. And therefore, there's not going to be a set nusach to be mesapeh, because that isn't going to be ma'ar you. If you're saying a set nusach, or it might not be ma'ar you, if you're saying a set nusach, so like a lot of people don't psukhi the zimra, they don't exactly get much Yisoyrus. They say all the words, but they don't get the Yisoyrus. Here, the mitzvah is, you tell over the sipur in your own language, which is the essence of the mitzvah. The problem is that if we were just supposed to do that, most people wouldn't know where to start. And even though the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you where to start, Maschil Bignus, it was Hai Mishvach. So you've got to start with the gnus of bad matzav. It's also machlokes amaroim. Which gnus? Whether it's the gnus, the physical gnus of avodim ayinu, or the spiritual gnus of mitchila ovde avodah zarah ayinu. But according to the Mishnah, says maskil bignus v'sayim bishvach. Mishvach, the Rambam's learning of the Sefer Achinuch is to be Meshabeach Hashem, not just the Yitziah, but more than that, to be Meshabeach Hashem. Okay, so what shall I say? Most people wouldn't know what to say. Came the Baal HaGodah, we don't actually know who it was, the Baal HaGodah put together the HaGodah Shel Pesach, which kibat all of it, is that they're very, very... only a very, very small amount, a couple of lines in the Haggadah, which is we don't have a Makar anywhere else for that Nivud. Most of it is the Mechilta, and putting together different parts, different Chazalim. There's a couple of Mishnayos in it, and he put together a whole Seder, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, to enable us to be mekayim the mitzvah koroi. But he didn't mean that this should be just a set nusach which you say, and that's it. The whole idea is to give us a framework to be mesaper the sipur. The whole Haggadah Shel Pesach gives a framework to be mesaper the sipur. And therefore, we know kol amar bele saper harizei meshubach. You don't say about psuki de zebra kol amar bele zaber harizei meshubach. There's a set nusach in psuki de zebra, and that's what one has to say. What's Taka meant to say with the hisoyrus to be more as for the hemshech of davening. But it's not an idiot that if you spend an hour saying Psukim to Zimra, and you moisif a whole lot more tilim, or if you say the whole Sefer Tilim, then Arizei Meshubach. It's not Meshubach. But over here, there is an idiot. Even though there's a set nusach, it's not a set nusach. The nusach of the Haggadah is not a set nusach. It's a framework to be misap in the Sipur. So, be'etzim, to be yotze the mitzvah properly, you have to learn the inyonim. It's not enough if you just say over the, just say the Haggadah without understanding. If you don't understand what you're saying, then bichlal you're not yotze the mitzvah. Even if you just translate the Haggadah, that you yotze the mitzvah in a very b'di'evit ofen. You yotze the mitzvah if you understood what you said. But the heder of the mitzvah is to be bar ben asapeh. Now it's interesting that it says kol amar ben asapeh hari zeh meshubach, because lemaisa the mitzvah has a gvul in time. The end of the mitzvah, the mitzvah starts with nacht on Leil Tesvav, and it definitely finishes with Avodah Shachar. The Rosh says it finishes when you fall asleep, Ad she'achtifenu sheina. But more than Avodah Shachar, there's definitely no, there's the finish of the Zman HaMitzvah. Al kol ponim, you want to say that from Avodah Shachar to Neitz, the Machlokes, maybe still Laila, but Neitz Acham is Zichar, Zichar is Yom, and there's not Belaila Azeh. So why is he saying kol amar ben asape? So the God learns, kol amar ben asape is not be kabus, it's be eichus. And the more a person is misabek in the Sipur, then harizeh meshubach. So lav davka, just to tell more and more, but to understand it better, which is definitely mechayev us to learn the Haggadah, and learn the Sipur, learn the Medrashim, learn the Meforshim of the Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the Psukim, the parashas to talk about what happened. A, the Rambam says, not only is the Yetzir from Mitzrayim part of the Sipur, but the Ovel, the Chomos, what the Mitzrim did to us, that's part of the Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Nekama from them, that's the onshim that they suffered. That's also part of the Sipur. And then the Etzem Yitzir. And then to be Meshabeach Hashem. Four parts to the mitzvah. So one has to know. One has to have A, to know the information, and B, to be misamik. What am I learning? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching us? The Yesodos HaEmunah are from the Ika Ikarim of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Sefer Achinuch says in many places, the Ramban, everybody says the Yitzis Mitzrayim came to be Megaleh to us, the Yisodos HaEmunah, and we should connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be Meshameach Hashem Yisborach. V'gadato levincho b'yom hazeh, neymar, b'avuzeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. That is one of the makoros of the Sipur. The Rambam says it's a part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is if you have a child, then there's a miyuchadika mitzvah to be mesaper to your children. There's a mitzvah to be mesaper even if you don't have children. There's a mitzvah to be mesaper even if you're all on your own. You know, they put you into isolation for the coronavirus. You still have a mitzvah to be misaper, nebuch. But if you have children, there's a mitzvah miyuched, so you gather to the vidcha. So the Baal HaGadah brings the drosha, Bavu ze lo yamarti ele b'shor sheyesh matzu morim menachim lefanecha. But Rashi brings pshuto shel mikro. What are you supposed to tell your son? What are you supposed to tell him? Bavu ze osa Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. Says Rashi, you've got to tell him, Bavu she'akaye b'tzvoiso. Bavu ze means, Bavur, I should be b'kaye his mitzvahs, like these mitzvahs which are here, Matzamara and Kom Pesach. Dahainu, that the message, another message in the Sibli Tzis Mitzrayim, is that we became Avodim Lashem, and the Tachlis of Tzis Mitzrayim is to become Avodim Lashem. The Pasuk says, Avodai Heim, Asher Hotzeisim Mi Mitzrayim. So that's another Tachlis of the Leil Sipur, is to have a Chizuk of being an Eved Lashem, and to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. There is a Kabbalah from the God, that there are 64 mitzvahs on Leil Seder. But the emes is, it's a Shvera Kabbalah, because there are more than 64 mitzvahs. So the shaila is, which mitzvahs did the God could count in the 64, and which mitzvahs didn't he? There's a Rav Humina, who's a Migdal Yerushalayim, last door, put out a kuntras. He has 125 mitzvahs, which are mekayim on Leil Seder. The God learns an interesting pshat in Bar Nishtano. The God says that the shayla of Bar Nishtano, Bar Nishtano halayla hazeh. So Bar Nishtano is Loshen Nekeva. Laila is, he says, Bechinas Nekeva. Because Laila, the word Laila ends in a hey, and when it's Rab, when it's Loshen Rabim, it's Leilois. So it's Bechinas Nekeva. Some people have a big title on the God. That you find in the Torah, in Tanakh, in almost every single place that Laila is actually Loshen Zocher. So the God also knew that. But the God knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, don't worry, he knew everything. So he also knew that. So if you're Medayik, you what the God says. He did not say it's Loshen Nekeva, he says it's Bechinas Nekeva. The God knew that thing. But the interesting thing is that Nishtano is Loshen Nekeva. Ma Nishtano Halayla. So if Laila is going to be Nekeva, Nishtano, so it should say Halayla Hazois. It says Halayla Hazeh. So says the God, the Shaila of the child is, why do we have so many mitzvahs this night? Normally, we do not have mitzvahs at night. And the God says that there is no mitzvah which is miyuchod ach verak balayla. Now, every time I say this, there's always the chachom who think of different mitzvahs which are supposed to say, which are nights, virasa'ime, krishma balayla. There are no mitzvahs which are miyuchod ach verak balayla. And you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah by day. Even Sfiras Omi could be Mekayim by day, except the mitzvahs of Leil Seder. You can only be Mekayim simply since Mitzrayim Balayla, you can only be Mekayim Kom Pesach Balayla, you can only be Mekayim Achilas Matzah, Morar, only Balayla. So he says the God that the mitzvahs are Bechinas Zochar. Zochorim are Mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs. The Kavas are not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. They're not mechuyev in. And since Yoim is bechinas zocha and Laila is bechinas nekeva, mitzvahs are shayach to Yoim and not to Laila. So the child's asking, Manishtano halaila hazeh. This Laila, which ought to be nekeva, which ought not to have mitzvahs, I see, says the child, that there are lots of mitzvahs tonight. It's changed into Bechinas Yoim. Why are we doing so many mitzvahs? Balayla. That's the how the God learned the thing. And the God says in Trasad that the pasuk which is Bechayev, Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim to the child, is V'Gadeto, Balayla Hazer. No, it doesn't say that. He got it all by Yoim Ahu. He got it all Levincha, sorry, by Yoim Ahu. Not by Lailo Hazeh, or by Lailo Ahu, or by Lailo Ahi. It's by Yoim Hazeh. So he says, you see, that the Torah called Leil Seder Yoim, because it's Mechuyev Mitzvahs. And what are you supposed to tell the child? Yes. Yitzis Mitzrayim was a tachlis, we should be Mekayim mitzvahs. And that's why we're being Mekayim all the mitzvahs tonight, because we became Avodim Lashem tonight. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. We became Avodov. Why Bechlal is the Sipur Balayla? When did we leave Mitzrayim? We didn't leave Mitzrayim Balayla, we left Mitzrayim during the day. Hooray, we weren't allowed to go out of the house by Laila. It was even worse than the coronavirus, right? No, they're taka were mashchisim, not like this Mishagas that we got today. There are no mashchisim beds, there were very few. There's a lashon that Berech 900 million mashchisim came into Mitzrayim that night. It was deadly dangerous to go outside that night. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu protected us in Makas Mechoiras. So we weren't allowed out in the night. We left Mitzrayim pe'etzem ayom hazeh, in the middle of the day. So why we mesape sipo yitzias Mitzrayim balaylo? Teretz says that it says balaylo hazeh hotzi Hashem eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim. We came out. They said Hashem was motzi us from Mitzrayim balayla. We left actually physically by day. What was the yitzia balayla? When there was Makas Bechoras, Paro came running looking for Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "If you have to announce that we are free." So the Yerushalmi says that Paro was machriz. Ad hashto avodai hoyisem, mikad lahabo avde Hashem. And the Yerushalmi says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a koyach in the voice of Paro, that it went through the whole of Mitzrayim, 400 mil, and every single person heard Paro being machriz that we are now avde Hashem, which is interesting. The Be'etzem, we were never yotze lecherus. We were avodim to Paro, and then Paro gave us over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like one Odoin who owns an Eved can give his Eved as a present to another Odoin. The Eved isn't Yotze Lecherus, he just goes from one Odoin to the other. That's what happened over here. Ad Hashto, we were Avdei Paro, and now Paro gave us over to be Avdei Hashem. And the Yerushalmi says, Poschu Ve'onu, the Klal Yisrael then said, when they all heard that, they all said Me'atzmam, the first Hallel in the Bria. Poschu ve'onu, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, velo Avdei Paro. Hallel starts, our Hallel starts, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Hallelu Es Hashem. It doesn't say, like in Rananu, it says, Hallelu es Hashem, Hallelu avdei Hashem, Oimdim v'chatzos Hashem v'leilas, v'chatzos Hashem. It doesn't start Hallelu es Hashem. It says Hallelu avdei Hashem, and then Hallelu es Hashem. So Yerushalmi says the kavana was, the first thing was Klal Yisrael b'Hallel Hashem, that we become avdei Hashem, Hallelu avdei Hashem. And when we mesape the sipur. So the Mishnah says, and the Baal HaGadol brings this Mishnah, that we take the Sipur, and it's supposed to be Ma'ira ourselves, B'chol Dor V'Dor, Chayav Adam Nir Sis Atzu, Kilu Hu Yotzal Mi Mitzrayim. We have to look in through the Sipur, we have to get into the Sipur, Kilu it applies to ourselves. And the Baal HaGadol also says something very, very interesting, Mashgiach Huz Medayik, at the beginning of the Sipur, it says, "Mitchila ovde avodah zara hoyu avaseinu, va'achshav kervanu hamokim lavodosei." L'chayre, it should say, "Mitchila ovde avodah zara hoyu avaseinu." Our ovis were at the beginning; they were ovde avodah zara. The pasuk brings it right that even Avram was an ovde avodah zara at the beginning, but then it should say, "Va'achshav kervam." Hashem was mekarev them. Was it kervanu? Says the Mashgiach that when a person is mesape the sipur, be'etzem Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'oisa laila be'leil seder, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has been mekarev us each ourselves to avodas Hashem, because through the whole sipur that we're mesape and we see the giluyim of Hashem. All the Yisoidus Oemuna, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Avdei Hashem, that we chaza over the same Gilui that happened when Paro freed us, and he said, now you're Avdei Hashem, that should happen to us. V'achshav, tonight, We're on the Leil Seder. Kerevanu habakim laveidasa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu makarev us laveidasa. And that's what we say. Bechol dor v'dor, after we misapir the whole sipur, bechol dor v'dor, chayev adam lirois es atzoi keilu hu yotza mi mitzrayim. A person has to see himself by being misapir the whole sipur, keilu hu yotza mi mitzrayim. How do you see yourself in yotza mi mitzrayim? We're never in Mitzrayim. Most of us, I think everybody here, has never been to Mitzrayim. So what's the pshat that we were all in Mitzrayim? Terence is, but Kilu Hu Yatzami Mitzrayim is the Gilui that we became after Hashem. That's the Nekuda, not the physical Yetzir. And as I said before, that happened Balayla. That was when Hashem was Motzi Az. Klal Yisrael physically picked themselves up and left Egypt physically during the day. Oh, but the spiritual Yetzir Mitzrayim, which was when Hashem Motzi Anu Mitzrayim, was Balayla. That was when we became Avdei Hashem. And that we have to be misoire from the whole Sipur. Bechol davadar, chayv adim liris isasur kilu hu yatsa Mitzrayim. Shenema, v'igadat olamin chobayim ahu leimu, bavu ze osa Hashem li betzesi Mitzrayim. Now that pasuk is a pasuk l'dorus. It's not only talking about the dor hayotze Mitzrayim. The chiv of Igadzul Avincha is every single door. Lo is Avosenu bivad goal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, el Avosenu goal imahem, shenema. The Pasuk says, later on when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that one has to say, Avosenu hoitzi misham, leman hovi Avosenu loses lono isa oritz ha-shen ishmal Avosenu. Avosenu hoitzi misham, not Avosenu. At the beginning of the Haggadah, we say Avodim Oyinu. And in Avodim Oyinu, we say, Ilu loy hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es avoseinu mi Mitzrayim, hari olu vaneinu, blei vaneinu, shumodim oyinu lefar b'Mitzrayim. At the beginning of the Haggadah, we say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken out avoseinu 3,300 years ago, then we today would still be meshubed to Paro b'Mitzrayim. Agav, Shema Toima, that's not mistaber. It's not mistaber that we would still be slaves. Hooray, they freed the slaves a couple of hundred years ago in most places of the world. Shtei tshuvas badavar. First of all, there are a few million people who are enslaved ad hayom hazeh in different parts of the world, the more primitive parts of the world, and there are even people in the Western world who are be'etzim slaves. And when you go to a lot of airports, there are big signs about slave trafficking and human trafficking and this and that. And secondly, even if there would be no slaves in the whole world, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken Avosenu out from Mitzrayim, the Jews would still be slaves in Egypt. We wouldn't be here in Eretz Yisrael. We'd be a bit further west. We'd be still Avodim in Mitzrayim. So what if the rest of the world freed the slaves? In Mitzrayim, the Yid would still be Avodim. So we start with saying that we're indirect recipients of the Toivah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. 3,300 years ago, Kodesh Baruch took Avosenu out of Mitzrayim. Or Mimele, we today are free. When we finished the Sipur, when we got through the whole Sipur, and we made it Nogea to ourselves, Kerevonu Hamokim Lavedosoi, then we say, Chayv Odom Nirosin Sasukilu, Hu Yatsami Mitzrayim, Lois Avosenu Bivad, El Avosenu Goali Moim. In what way? Spiritually. As the Sipur, it seems the tribe is mechazik us to become avodim l'Hashem, or to have a chizuk in our avdus. We are avodim. We were avodim before. We're avodim today. What's going to change a leil seder? A chizuk in being oivdei Hashem, avodim l'Hashem. Shneva afo yisodu, hoitzi mishom lemala avi yisodu. So I said, and then we say lefichoch. Anachnu chayovim loidois la'alel neshabeach lefoil leroimim lahadil levorich la'alel lekalis lemi she'osel avoseinu velonu es kol hanisim o'elu. Hatsiyana mi avdus lecheres mi yogin asimcha meiva leyomta mi afeila leargodl mi shibu ligula v'noim alafonav shira chadosha halleluka hallelu avde Hashem. That's the psicha to hallel. Interesting that we, Paskin, that we don't say a brocha on the hallel of Leil Seder. Even though there's a chiv to say the hallel on Leil Seder, just as much as a chiv to say hallel on the 18 days when we're mechuyev to say hallel on Yom Tov, when we say hallel on Sholeim. There we say a brocha, Sheikin Sholeim is voice of a tzivanu. So the Ma'aseh says a big machlokes rishonim, whether you need to say a brocha on this hallel. Some rishonim say you do have to say the brocha on the hallel. Some rishonim say you have to take two brochas on the hallel. A brocha on the beginning, and this hallel we split, right? We say the first two brochim, but then we have the mitzvahs and the suda, and then afterwards we continue the hallel. So some rishonim say when you continue the hallel, you have to say a brocha, shekin rishonim mitzvahs of v'tzivanu ligmar is a hallel. So not only one brocha, you have to say two brochas. And then there's a machlokes whether you need to say Yahalelucha at the end, the brocha on Hallel. The Ma'aseh, we paskin like Rav Haigon, that we don't say a brocha on this Hallel, called part of the beginning, and so not on the second half of the Hallel. Some people do say Yahalelucha, some people don't. There's a zweiter machlokes. Some people say Yalucha without the chasim, with the chasim, big machlokes. But our kolpani, we don't say the bracha in the beginning. Says Rav Haigon, why don't we say the bracha? Why don't we say a bracha on Leil Seder? He says that when we say Hallel on Yom Tov, we're saying it within Kriya. We're mechuyev to say Hallel on Pesach morning. We're mechuyev to say Hallel. You like it, you don't like it. You're happy, you're not happy. You have to say Hallel. So you have to say a bracha. Shekin Shalom Mitzvosav Mitzivanu Likrei Es Hallel. I'm supposed to say it, but simcha, you have to say it. He says, but when a nes happens, when a person says halal, b'shas the nes, he's b'shameach Hashem. Avada hakor satoiv, Hashem made a nes. But what type of hakor satoiv is it going to be if you say, I'm being makir toiv because you mitzave me to be makir toiv? That's a very shvacha hakor satoiv, right? You want to write a thank you note to somebody. So my father told me to write you the following letter to say thank you very much for having me for Shabbos. So what type of Hakor Satoy? That's not Hakor Satoy. Says Rav Hai, on Leil Seder, Becholdova do chayvon nirsis atzmo gihilu yotza mi Mitzrayim. We are getting that chizuk, that we yotza mi Mitzrayim tonight on Leil Seder. So we can't say a brocha v'tzivanu likrei es hallel. We have to say a hallel because the atzmeinu we want to say the hallel. So that's what it says. The psicha is we see ourselves as we came out of Mitzrayim. L'fichach anachnu chayovim lahoidos. Therefore, we have to thank you, Hashem, not because you mitzave us to thank you. We want to thank you. We want to be posach with the hallel. So the whole Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is supposed to bring us to the Chizuk Emuna, Yisoidus Emuna, to a Chizuk in Yisoidus Avdus, and to bring us to the point that we want to be Mahalal Hashem and be Meshavech Hashem. It can't be a set Nusach, because a set Nusach won't do it. You have to put yourself into the Sipur. So we have the Haggadah, which we have to learn and understand ba'oimik, so we can be marbel saper and we can be nisoire from the sipur. Now I understand sometimes it's not so poshut bochrim, and you're not taking your own seder, and you're totally adas acherim, and sometimes the acherim, there are all sorts of acherim in people's leil seder. And you know, you have Uncle Charlie and Auntie Fanny who want to hurry up, and you got on with it already, and all they're interested in is the matzah balls and the marmila sapa, whether the matzahs this year are more crisp than last year, or that, or this, or that, the other. And that's the whole thing. And even when their nephew just came back from Israel, and starts, noch avot, they get all impatient and upset and everything else. And so it's not always so posh. Peno Chalavi. But you should know that there is a mitzvah, a saper called Oisah Alaylo. So if you're stuck, you're onus, and you're in a matzav like that, first of all, don't start up with them. Don't start up with the people who want to hurry up, and you're going to have a whole big argument and things. So that's bittul mitzvah sesei of simple mitzvah. Right, arguing whether you should be misaper or not, or whether the matzah balls are choshev or not choshev, or whatever. You're not getting anywhere with that. So let them hurry up and finish the seder, and then be misaper if you don't have anybody else to be misaper with. So there's a mitzvah to be misaper yourself. Learn the yonim until you fall asleep. If you can't stay up the whole night, another rabbit. If you can make a chavrusa with a brother, a sister, whoever it is, then that's good. If you can make up with somebody else, a neighbor, to come by, or you go to him to be misaper, there's a mitzvah to be misaper called halayla. Of other, it's better if you can be misaper lefi the seder advarim, but if you can't, there's still a mitzvah to be misaper. The Brisker Rav was mismoil. Why is it that most people have a minig to stay up on Leil Shavuos, which is only a minig, and the kilo everybody stays up Leil Shavuos, and a Leil Seder, which is deraisa, mitzvah sese deraisa, kolosa alayla, so many people just go to sleep after Chag Gadya, which is interesting. Especially interesting if a Leil Seder was supposed to be after Hashem, supposed to do what Hashem wants, not what we want to do. Al Kompani, when it comes to Shavuos, Matan Torah is supposed to be after Hashem. Al Kompani, that's the Haggadah. That's the Haggadah is the framework. Im kol zeh, Rabbi Yisai, the Haggadah is a sefer. There is a beginning, a middle, and an end. There is a seder to the Haggadah. The Baal Haggadah didn't just stamp, pick interesting things and put them there for no reason. So what is the seder? I'll try and show you the beginning of the Haggadah, how it goes. So, first of all, we make Kiddush. That's the first thing, the Kois Rishon. Then we do Rechatz of Karpas, is Kadesh Yishalo Atinoikos. Why do we do Shinoyim Balayla Kadesh Yishalo Atinoikos? The Pashtus is to keep them alert, because according to most Rishonim, not all Rishonim, as I said, mentioned before, but according to a lot of Rishonim, and many Rishonim, the mitzvah of Sipur should come as an answer to the shayla of the shoyel. Lechatchila, the son, but there are Rishonim who say even if you don't have a son, afilu shnei tamidi chachom, the Maya, the Gemara says, shoyalim ze lo ze. So it should come b'derech shayla or tshuva. But we want the kids to ask. Why do we want the kids to ask? We want them to be aware, because when you ask a question, then you're more interested in the answer. So that's karpas, which is a shinui. We're eating just a few little vegetables, not even a kezias, according to most shittas, before the meal. Then we do yachatz. Yachatz is a very interesting thing. Yachatz is a lot of fun for the kids. That's what the afikomet. No, it's not only for the afikomet. Yachatz is we take a matzah shleima, the middle matzah, and we break it. Why do we do that? Because matzah has to be lechem oni. And there are four droshes on the lechem oni. The gods must be what the four bechinas are. They can't be married now on the whole Indian. So one of the droshes of lechem oni is ma darko shel oni biprusa. An oni doesn't have a whole loaf of bread. He has just a broken piece of bread. So we have to make our matzah into lechem oni. Another drosha of lechem oni is lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. So according to the Tosfos, we need to have the matzah on the table when we're being mesaper the sipur. This is lechem she'onim olav on the matzah dvarim harbe. According to the Rambam says you don't need to have it on the table when you misap in the Sipur. He learns that Lechem She'onim Olav is about the matzah. But Tosfos says no, Olav literally on the thing. So you need Lechem Ani to misap in the Sipur. Now there are two other droshes. That is what you put in the matzah and who bakes the matzah. That we didn't see tonight. We didn't see the Darkness Shall Oni is he bakes it himself. The there's no Yayin Shemen and Tvash. You don't have any additives in the matzah that the child doesn't see. But you take the matzah and you break it and you show him, now this is Lechem Oni. And we do that before we start the Sipur because we're going to be misapa the Sipur over the matzah. That's why the Haggadahs tell you to uncover the matzahs. And then it tells you certain places you have to cover the matzah, then uncover the matzah, cover the matzah, uncover the matzah. I'm busy the whole time covering and uncovering. And some of the Haggadahs, the printing is a bit wrong, and some of the places are a bit wrong, some of them a bit right. You don't have to know which Haggadah you're actually getting, or learn the halachas, then you'll know when you're supposed to be Megala the matzah when you're not. Now we can start the mitzvah of Magid. Now we've got our lechem oni on the table. We can say ho lachmo anyo de'acholo avasod ba'ara de Mitzrayim. We make a declaration that this is lechem oni. I'm jumping over the shvera nusach of de'acholo avasod ba'ara de Mitzrayim. Machloikus, what that means. Did they actually eat matzah in Mitzrayim? The Rabban Rashi says yes. Other Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra is brought by other Rishonim that the Ibn Ezra was in prison in India for a while, and they fed him matzah. So he learns that they gave in Mitzrayim they gave matzah to the Yin as the lechem of avdus. Others learn it's not that, it's the matzah which we ate Meshas Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Ness of Yitzis Mitzrayim and the matzah. I'm skipping over that. Then we do Akiras HaShulchan, which people do in different ways. In the old days they had a little table and they sat, they lay on couches, that was the Mesubin, and each person had a little table in front of them. So they brought the table with the matzah to the Baal HaGadah, and then they take the table away. The halacha is in Brachas, Gemara Brachas says, the end of the Suda, they take the tables away, and that's a siman that you've finished the Suda, and then you have Mechuv and Birchas HaMazon. So you bring the table, and then one of the Shinoyim is, you do Akira Sashulchan, you take away the little table, Kilo, you tell the kids, okay, we finished. So we don't have a little table, we have big tables, and it's not so easy to take away the table. But there's a minig, which a lot of people have, that the Seder plate is like a little table, right? You have the three matzahs and the simonim on top. So you can do Akiras HaShulchan, a lot of people take away the little Seder plate. Some people lift it up as a zecher to the thing, some people take it away. When I do it, I take it away and I close the Haggadah and say, okay, now we're going to bed. So, but most of the kids, sometimes you have, you know, a kid who doesn't remember from last year, you know, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, that sort of age, and they say, no, we haven't finished. That's the whole point. They should say, because then we bring back the Cairo, because we say, well, we've still got to eat Morah. Matzah and Morah. He doesn't know. He saw matzah, but how does he know about Morah? So you said him, we're bringing it back and we're going to eat the Morah, and then he can ask the Manishtana about the Morah. Otherwise, how does he know we're eating Morah? He never saw us eat Morah. So that's Akiras HaShulchan. That's another Shinui, and then you're Moising the Kosh Sheni. It's also a strange thing now. Why are we being Moising the Kosh Sheni? We'll start the Suda, then we'll have wine. We'll have things. No, we're Moising Kosh Sheni now. Moising Kosh Sheni because you need to be Mesapa the Sipur ala Kois. Then the child asks Manishtana. Then you have Avodim Ayinu. Avodim Ayinu is a big achleikas. What Pshatna Avodim Ayinu is. Is it the beginning of the Sipur? Or is it just the Hakadomra? There's a strange God. So the God says that we're misape the sipur. I told you there's a machlokes in the Gemara Rav and Shmuel whether Maschil Bignus is Rav holds Mitchila Hoyu Avesedu Ovde Avedazara and Shmuel holds Avodim Ayinu. Rav and Shmuel in Dinim Mitzvahs we pasca like Rav, so we ought to start with Avodim Ayinu. We should start mitchila of the Avodah Zarah. How you ever say it? Because she's just Rav. So some Rishonim and Goyres Rova, which is a Shver that we'll start with Avodah Vayinu. But the God says that the Indian is, the Machlokes is, whether we start with Golas HaNefesh, Avodah Zarah, or Golas HaGuv, Avodah Vayinu, Lefarah B'Mitzrayim. And the God says, "Mefarish tchila golus hanefesh, v'acharkach golus haguf." This is a plea atzuma. The God says, "You mefarish first golus hanefesh." That means the God says, "You first start with mitchila oiv de'avodah zarah, and then you mefarish golus haguf, chavadi vayinu." Well, there's no nusach hagodah which does that. Teretz is, the Maral explains like this. Avodim Ayinu is not the beginning of the Sipur. What Shmuel means that you start with Avodim Ayinu is, and if you're Medayik, look here what I wrote here, if Medayik in the Rambam, that the Iker Sipur is darshaning the four psukim of Arami Oved Ovi. And unfortunately, a lot of people skip through that very fast. That's the whole Iker Sipur, is to darshan those four psukim, which the Mevi Bikurim says. And that is Avodim Ayinu. Arami Ovid, we went down to Mitzrayim, and Vayisham the Goy, Godel, Vayareo Sona Mitzrim. That is the Avodim Ayinu. That comes after Mitchila Ovid Avodah Zarah. And that's how the Rambam learns. So what's Avodim Ayinu? Avodim Ayinu, says the Maral, is just a psicha to the Sipur. It's not the Sipur itself. Other Rishonim learn that we're being misape the sipur bekitzer rav to the child in case he falls asleep. We just asked Manishtana, we're worried he might fall asleep. So we tell him, the answer is why we're doing these different mitzvahs is because Avodim Ayinu, the Far of Mitzrayim, Vayitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu, Mishom Biyad Chazon Mizrona Tuya, Yoitze, the Ika answer to the thing. But the God, and certainly the Maral, says, no, this is a Hakdome. And a Hakdome is because we were Avodim, and because Vayotzianu, therefore, and it's Nogea to us, if it wouldn't have been Yitzis Mitzrayim, we would still be Meshubet. Vafilu kolonu chachom, kolonu voidim, kolonu zkeidim, kolonu yoidim esatera, mitzvah leinu lesapi b'Yitzis Mitzrayim. V'chol amar b'lesapi, we're saying there's a mitzvah of simple Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then we bring the Maaser with Reb Elezer, which proves that even if we were Chachomim, Reb Elezer, Reb Yeshua, Reb Loza, and Azari, they were all Chachomim. They were also Zakenim, because Reb Yeshua and Reb Loza were the Rebbeim of Reb Akiva. And Reb Akiva was only 40 when he started learning Torah, and he learned Torah for 24 years, so therefore his Rebbeim must have been at least 60 where they were teaching him, Pashtas, so therefore there's Kedim, and they certainly Yodim is HaTorah, and the Talmidim weren't there, because it says the Talmidim came in afterwards to tell him that it's Giasman Krishma. So you see that even if you were Yodim is HaTorah, there's a mitzvah of simple Yitzis Mitzrayim, not als Talmud Torah, als Hakoras HaToiv. Even if you know the whole Sipur, you're still b'chuyiv to tell over the Sipur. Even if you understand the whole Sipur, you're still b'chuyiv. And you see that they were so fatifed in the sugya, they didn't even realize it came to the Zman Shachris. That's a raya for the God's pshat. You call amar b'lesaper, even b'eichus, that you have to be so fatifed in the sugya, they didn't realize. Why do we misaper b'oisa laylo? Why is the mitzvah balayla? Hare, could it be bayoim? The etzim yitzir, physical yitzir, was bayoim. Obrev loza ben azariah, hare neki ben shivim shalom, but it's a chisi shatoma yitzir smitzvah balayla, such a dosha ben zoyma. This is actually talking about the mitzvah every single day of zechiras yitzir smitzvah. But you see from this Mishnah that Yitzias Mitzrayim is nogea to Laila. The Matiskis Yemtesko Meretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho Alayla. It's nogea also to Laila. So therefore, the Sipur, if it was Mechuyev to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim by Laila, Kavachoyev, when the Ika time, when being Mesapa, the whole Sipur should be by Laila. Then the Balagoda tells us that the mitzvah miyuchedes to the children. And that we're darshaning the psukim about four, there are four different psukim which tell us about the Ben is going to, has a chedek in the Sipur, right? Ki yisholcha bincha, ki yisholcha bincha ma'azois, and the Rosho says, and v'igadato, when he doesn't ask. So we darshan these four psukim are connected four different types of children, four different types of people, and which the Bala God is telling us that Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is nogea to every single type of person, to the biggest chacham, and to a rosha it has a message, to a simple person it has a message, and even to a person who's eino yodea lishon. And how do we know that the Zman HaMitzvah Mamish is Balayla of this, of the Sipur to the Ben? Because we know Yochel Berish Chodesh Tavon Loima Bavu Zeh Bavu Shelo Amarti Ela B'Shar Sheish Matzo Morat Mordachim B'Fonecha. Now we know, before we start the Sipur, now we know we're Mechuyiv Mida Araisa to be Mesaper ourselves, and be Mesaper to our children. But tonight we are avodim. We do when mitzuve ve'oise. We do what we are mechuyev to do. So we have a hakdama. We have to know that we are mechuyev, and it's not al stam Torah. It's al mitzvah of hakoras hatoyim, afilu yodim es hatoyim v'chule. We are mechuyev. Now we can start the sipur mitchila ovdi avodah zara hayu avoseinu. According to those we started it b'kitzer in avodim ayinu mitchila ovdi avodah zara, we're going to be marbil asaper. The whole beginning of the Haggadah is a hakdama to tell us we are mechuyev and the pirtei dinim why we're mechuyev this night to be mesaper.